Hello, my name is Jara. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, what is it that I can help you with?
I'm calling to find that UAB has sent me a thing to get put in for an appointment for the COVID since I'm 66 years old. My question is, do you know what vaccine UAB is using?
I actually, no, ma'am. We wouldn't know that information, but I can check for you. One second, okay?
Okay.
Just give me one second. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I try to get the information for you, okay?
Yeah, I want to know which pharmacy they're using. I tried to call several times and can't get nobody on the phone. Hey, ma'am, I'm still here with you. Just one second, okay? No problem.
Hey, ma'am, I have a question. Did you get anything about what site you were going to?
No, UAB sent me an email.
Gotcha. All right, 1 second. Hey, ma'am, I'm sorry for that hold. So I'm looking at this now. I'm on their website. It's not giving me any information on which shot they would actually use, so we wouldn't have that specific information. Now, you did want to know which pharmacy do they use, correct?
No, I know they're giving it where they're going to give it at. It's going to be in the Highlands parking deck.
Okay, are you you should be able to contact them and ask them that information, but as far as their website, it actually, yeah, they're not giving us that type of information, so that's why we don't have it.
Oh, I see. I
So yeah,
just, I
you'll be
know
able to contact, oh, go ahead.
there are certain pharmaceutical companies that I don't want to get it from. The one I want to get it from is Pfizer. But
Okay, gotcha.
I'm still about getting it. My next question to you would be, do they go over your credentials as far as your sicknesses and medicines you're on?
Yes,
To make
ma'am.
sure.
Whenever you have health conditions, they automatically have to get that information from you. If I'm not
I see.
mistaken, but when you get there, if I'm not mistaken, they usually give you a form to fill out to put that information down, or they'll just jot it down for you. But they always get that information before you get the shot because they have to know what kind of health conditions you have.
Right. I was just concerned. I know there's been talk of people dying from it, having complications.
All right.
So I was just concerned because, one, I've been tested 3 times now and don't have it, and not bragging, but
Oh, no, you're fine.
I don't want to take it and come down with dying from it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I understand. Yes, ma'am.
I guess my next question would be, once you get the shot, are you continuously testing if you have to have something done after getting the vaccine?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up really bad. Repeat that for me.
Let me see if I can change position. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay. My question is, once you get the vaccine, I've had to be tested now 3 times, each time I'm having surgery within the last 2 months. Before you have surgery, you have to be tested to see if you have the virus. So my question is, once you get the vaccine, do you have to continue to be tested before you have anything done?
That's a good question. I don't think you have to, but let me make sure for you, okay? 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, I'm sorry for that hold. So that's actually something that you would have to speak with your doctor concerning, but chances are testing will still be required for some time, okay?
Okay, I just didn't know if when you go get tested, if it's going to show up positive since you have the vaccine.
Right, usually, well, in my opinion, I don't think you should still need to be tested after you get the vaccine, but, I mean, everything works different, so chances are the testing, I mean, it could be still required at times, but it's best to let your doctor tell you that information because I don't want to give you something wrong and, you know, it's not the correct information. So it's best to just let your doctor actually tell you that information. But as far as Google, it says that chances are you would still have to, sometimes it could still be required.
I see. I was just curious. My pharmacist had given me your phone number. To get, and I'm wanting to get the Pfizer one, so I don't know. I'm trying to get UAB on the phone to find out if they're doing the Pfizer one. If not, I'm not going to get it yet. I mean, I've done just fine without it. Let me knock on wood. Like I said, I'm not bragging.
Right. Are you able to get in contact with him? What number have you called?
Gosh, I don't remember what the number was. You hold on, man. I'll go back and do it.
Okay.
Pull up my email.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, so I found another number on here, which is to the UAB hospital. I don't know if you will want this number, but I could try to give you this number just in case if you would like to, just to see if you can get an answer by this number, to see if you can get more help. Because this is what I found on their actual website. Do you want that number?
Sure.
Okay, so it's going to be 205-934-9999. So that's 205.
That's probably to UAB Connect. They'll try to find a number for you, or either they'll connect you. But anyway, I'll try that number. I appreciate your information. One more question.
Yes, go ahead.
All of this, I'm getting mixed information from different people. This is approved by the FDA, correct?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Just want to make sure.
And whenever you, well, usually what you have to do is pre-register first. A lot of people don't get emails in regards to actually getting a appointment first. Most people actually pre-register, but it takes a minute to actually be scheduled when you pre-register. So a lot of people don't get emails. So that's why when you get the email from a hospital or anything like that, we can't really give you information. Because usually they give you the instructions and what you would actually have to do as far as that appointment. So whenever you get an email or something like that, that's why we usually don't have that type of information. Because the only thing we can do, I mean, on this line, we just give testing sites for the COVID-19. But if you're trying to pre-register for the vaccine, we give you a number to call, which is an 855 number. But, I mean, if you've already got an appointment, well, you know, actually got a confirmation to get an appointment, then it's best to just give them a call to actually ask them that information because I know we wouldn't have it on file with us.
Okay. You can always cancel your appointment, I don't know.
Yeah, you can. You can always cancel it if you would like. Or, I mean, you can keep it, but that's kind of up to you. That's your option.
Okay. I appreciate all your information, sugar. You have a wonderful day.
Oh, same to you, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Thanks, and you too. Bye-bye.